Well, we had other machinery. We had a planer, and we had a circular saw. We had a bandsaw. And as an apprentice, I used to be put the in the bandsaw when the band came off. It was my job then to replace it. We had a circular saw, and one day I was cutting a piece of wood. I was about 16, 17. I was cutting a piece of wood, and I cut my hand, and I cut the tendon on my hand, and my finger was hanging off, that one.
So your left index finger, or your right index finger, was hanging off. I can kind of see it now, the difference in it.
That was where I cut the tendon. I didn't feel a thing. I just looked at it. So they sent me to the first aid room. I had to wait outside because it wasn't manned. I had to wait for the first aid bloke to come. Bloke named Roach. All he used to dab, he had a, I can remember it now and I can smell it now. They had a bottle, a big glass bottle, full of swabs in TCP. And all they did was get the swab out and put it on. He pressed it up, said, you'll have to go to hospital. So I had to walk from Fielding and Platt up to the Royal Infirmary. But not too far away.
Were there many accidents that happened then?
I can't remember many accidents, no. I think probably my tendon was one of the worst. But I was in Gloucester Royal for a while, and they operated on it, and they made a good job of it.
They certainly did. And so how long were you off work then?
I was off work for 3 or 4 months, actually. And they sent me down to Weston for a fortnight's recovery, which they did a lot in them days. And I think it was run by the Rotary Club. And the home I went to for a fortnight was run by the Rotary Club.
And was that was pretty common, was it, if there was an accident?
That was pretty common, yeah. Pretty common. Because my girlfriend at the time also went down to Weston for a fortnight. And she worked at Moreland's Match Factory. And they did the same sort of thing.
And was that the only recompense that you got? Did they send you sick pay or anything like that?
There was no sick pay.
And so how did you get by in that time then?
Parents, living with me parents, you see. They had to cope.